Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Chav Tes. We are at the Mishnah, the second Mishnah on daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, 16 lines from the bottom. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos for Fur Shalema for Yeruchim Ben Minna and Yitzchak Hillel Ben Freda. Today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Shmuel Asher Ben Yekusil Aryeh. So we're moving along here in Perek Eilu Metzi. Sok de Mishnah. Kol davar sha'oy se va'oichal, yasa v'yoichal. If somebody finds a metziah, this metziah is something that requires upkeep. There are certain expenses one would have to incur as he's caring for this metziah. However, it's also a metziah that produces income, meaning it is able to be oisa, produce income, v'oichel, and now allow the person that found the metziah to use that income to feed it. So it's easy. What you should do is, you should care for this metziah, let it work for you, take the paycheck, use that to cover all the expenses associated with it. Everybody's happy, it works. V'dover she'ein oisa v'oichel. Let's say somebody finds something that's not oisa, but it's oichel, meaning it doesn't produce any income, but at the same time, it costs money to take care of. Yimacher, says the Mishnah, what you should do is, you should sell this metziah that you found, take the money, and when the owner comes and claims the metziah, you'll, instead of giving him the actual metziah, you're going to give him the money. Shenemar, and this halacha is learned from a pasuk. It says, "V'hashe voisoy loy." So this is at the very end of one of the psukim that talk about Hashavas Aveda. And then it says, "Sintzveitin mol v'hashe voisoy loy." Chazal darshan from those seemingly superfluous words, "Re'ei heich." You should be smart and intelligent when it comes to doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Meaning, if you're going to find somebody's lost item, you're going to care for it and you're going to rack up a bill so that when this person comes and claims it, it's going to come together with an invoice and ultimately you're going to have no choice but to reduce the value of this mitziah, then that's not the perfect way of being mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Vashi voisei loy is re'ei. You should deher, heich teshiven uloi, you should do it in a clever way. So to the extent that it's oisa v'oichol, yeah, then why sell the metziah? You might as well care for it. And at the end of the day, the person is going to get exactly what it is that he lost. If, however, it's ein oisa, but it's oichol, so that inevitably you're going to have to eat from the actual value of the metziah, so then it's better to actually sell it, and instead of returning this metziah that has upkeep, you'll return the money. What's the point? The point is the metziah has certain expenses that are necessary in order to maintain it, as opposed to money, kasher kan geld, in order to maintain. And as a result, that would be the preferable way of doing the mitzvah of Hashavah. Mayehei b'dam. Let's say somebody did this. Say he found a metziah where the halach is chayiv l'hachris. It's an ein oisa v'oichel. He followed the law of the Mishnah. It's based on a pasuk in the Torah. Re'ei heich teshiven uloi. He sold it. What do you do with the money? Reb Tarfon says, yishtamish behem. You can invest it. Meaning you can take this money and you can use it. Lefichach says, Reb Tarfon, because you're allowed to use it, if this money would get lost, chayiv achri yusam, you would be responsible for it. Rabbi Kiva says, lo yishtamish behem. You're not allowed to use the money. Lefichach him avdu. Therefore, if it gets lost, ein chayiv achri yusam, you're not going to be responsible. The whole Chavtes Amad Aleph is going to be the Gemara's discussion of this machloikis between Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara. The first line of the Mishnah: Kol davar she'oisa v'oichel, yaseh v'yoichel. Easy. Frank the Gemara, ula olam. Should you do this forever? Meaning, there is a feeling that the Gemara has that as much as you have an obligation sometimes to return a lost item that you found, but l'churi, you shouldn't have to care for it forever. Meaning, maybe to keep it in your drawer, but to be busy with it. Although you're breaking even at the end of the day, but what about the tircha that's involved in doing this? Kol davar she'oisa v'oichel yaseh v'yoichel is an open-ended statement. It sounds like you have to do this forever. Fake the Gemara, bit me, is that true? I'm Rav Nachman of Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, no. Ad yud beis chodesh. Up to 12 months, this is something that you would have to do. But once 12 months pass, at that point, you're not obligated to do this anymore. Tayin namayachi, it's a mefurish abraisa. Kol davar she'oisa v'oichel, anything that you find that's an oisa v'oichel, kigoy. And the braisa, which is always wordier than the Mishnah, gives examples. Parah, You're supposed to be busy with it. After Yud Beis Chodesh, Shom Demeim, you assess its value. Rashi says you sell it, Umanichon, and now you take the money. What do you do with the money? So it's a machlokes, Rav Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, in the Mishnah. But the point is, you're only obligated to be Oisav Va'Oichel for up to 12 months. Once 12 months pass, you're not obligated to do this anymore. The Brisa continues and says, Agolim V'Syachin, let's say somebody found not a part of a chamor, but an eagle and a siach. So an eagle is a calf, which is a baby cow, and a siach is a baby chamor, a baby donkey. So in those cases, metapo behen shloisha chadashim, you're supposed to be busy with it, but only for 3 months. Mikan ve'elach, once 3 months pass, shom demeyim umanichon, you sell it, and again, rinse and repeat, as was mentioned in the first part of the braisa. But the point is that if it's a part of a chamor, then you metapo behem ad yud beis chodesh. If it's a golem v'siyochin, so then you're not metapo yud beis chodesh. It's only shloisha chadashim. So the amount of time gets significantly reduced. What's the reason? Rashi says because these animals are younger and ein oisim melacha. So these are animals that are in ein oisav oichel. If it's ein oisav oichel, it's a different shulchan aruch. When it's an oisav oichel, it's yud beis chaydish. These are ein oisav oichel. Therefore, it's going to be for a lesser amount. Avozim v'tarnegoylim. What about geese and chickens? So there, the halacha is metapu behen shloishim yoyim. Then you metapu with them only for 30 days. Mikan ve'elach. Once 30 days pass, shom demeyin umanichan, at that point you're able to sell it. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said that although we just said, avazim v'tarnegoylim is 30 days, that's for a tarnegoyl, as in the male. But tarnegoyles, the female, the hen, kebehemagasa, that's like a behemagasa. And the reason is, Rashi says, sha'oisevoicheles, because a tarnegoilis is considered an animal that's oisevoicheles. Now, you've never seen a tarnegoilis plowing in a field, but the reason is because it is an animal that lays eggs. The eggs are peiros, that's income producing, and as a result, we look at it as an oisav oichel. If it's an oisav oichel, so what's the halacha going to be? Kebehem agasa, which is yud beis chodesh. Tanya nami hochi, it's a mefurish abraisa. Tarnegoilis, ubehem agasa, metapo behen, shnei masa chodesh. So what's the punchline of the tanya nami hochi? The first word, tarnegoilis. Tarnegoilis is like kebehem agasa, where the halacha is 12 months. Once 12 months pass, shom de mehem, umanichon. Again, you sell it. Agolim v'siyachin. The price continues and says, what about agolim v'siyachin? Again, these are calves and these baby donkeys. Metapo ben lamed yoyin. It's 30 days. Mikan ve'eluch sham demeim u'manicha. Avozim v'tarnegoylim, geese. And tarnegoylim, the male chickens, the chol dover, shetipuloi, meruba mischare, or anything else for that matter, where the amount that you would have to exert is going to exceed anything that you're going to get from it. Metapo behem shloisha yomim, you metapo for 3 days. Mikan ve'eluch, once the 3 days pass, again, shom demeim u'manicha, you sell it, and you put the money aside. So the Gemara brought this braisa as a tanya nami hachi to support what Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, the Amora, said, and that is tarnegoilis is kebehem agasa. Meaning, the braisa said, avozim v'tarnegoilim mitapu behen shloishim yoyim. Said Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, that's only the tarnegoil, as opposed to the tarnegoilis. The tarnegoilis is like a behem agasa, it's oisav oichel because of its beitzim, and therefore it's going to be yud beis chodesh. And the braisa clearly said what Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok suggested. The problem is, this braisa poses other issues with what we said. The Gemara asks the kashas. Number one, freak the Gemara, kasha agolim usiyachim, agolim asiyachim. The first braisa said agolim usiyachim, metapo behem shloisha chadashim. The second braisa said shloishim yoyim. Additionally, avozim v'tarnegoylim, avozim v'tarnegoylim. The first braisa said that for avozim v'tarnegoylim, shloishim yoyim. And the second braisa said shloisha yoyim. So really, if you look at the time spans, in the first braisa, it was 12 months, 3 months, and 30 days. In the second braisa, it was 12 months, 30 days, and 3 days. So it's kasha 3 months on 30 days, and it's kasha 30 days on 3 days, says the Gemara. Agolim usyochim, agolim asyochim leikasha. As it relates to the two braisnes regarding agolim usyochim, one says metapul behem 3 months, the other one says metapul behem 30 days, you'll have to say hodiraya v'hoda pituma. One braisnes is talking about where the animals have land to graze in. Because they have land to graze in, so you're not going to have to really feed the animals. Therefore, your tipul is not going to be so much. And therefore, you might as well watch this person's animal for 3 months. The Bryson that says that it's only 30 days, it's talking about dipituma, where you're going to have to fatten it. Being that you're going to have to fatten it, it's going to cost money, it's going to involve tercha. So therefore, we only obligate you to do it for 30 days. Avosim v'tarnegoylem, avosim the Tarnagoylam Nami Lekasha, as it relates to that stereo, it's also not Shver Haber Avrivi Havizutri. Very simple. One is talking about bigger geese or bigger chickens, the other one's talking about smaller ones. What's the difference? Rashi says, very simple. The Ravrivi Oichlin Harbe, they eat a lot. And therefore, you only have to be busy with it for 3 days. The Zutri, they eat much less. And therefore, you don't have to be busy with it for so long. Either way. So the idea, and really the spirit of this first part of the Daf, it's really the spirit of the Mishnah, is that if somebody finds a Metziah, in a perfect world, you return the actual Metziah that you found. That's what the person who lost this item would prefer, and that's what the Iker Mitzvah of Hashavas Aved is. Stating that, Chazal did put certain limitations in place. You're not obligated to be busy like the Gemara said, Ulaylam, what, forever? You have to be busy with this person's thing? Even if you're breaking even on the transaction, it's still not something you have to be busy with forever. And as a result, there were certain limitations that were put into place. The technicalities, so if you're living on a farm and you're dealing with different animals, so for this animal it's like this, for that animal it's like that. If you find them and see it today, you ask your local rabbi. But you see, what's being taken into consideration is it oisav oichel? Is it ein oisav oichel? How much tircha are you going to have to be busy with? Either way, zokta gemar vaitav, she'ein oisav oichel. The Mishnah said that if it's not oisav oichel, so then yimacher. Meaning, if you're going to lose money, which inevitably is going to be at the expense of the Baal Aveda, so then just sell it immediately, replace it with cash, and that's what you should return when you find the person. And it's based on a pasuk. So the Gemara makes a brayso that learns another halacha, me'inyan le'inyan, from those words. An example of this ishla, yachal egel agolim, usyach l'syachin, avzo la'avzin, v'tarnagol la'tarnagolim. So these are some of the animals that were mentioned in the previous Gemara. But the point is, and the way Rashi explained this is let's say you find a bunch of agolim. So you have to feed the animal now. Don't take one of the agolim that you found to feed the other agolim. Don't take one of the syachin that you found to feed the other ones, etc., etc. It's not the way you're supposed to do it. Says the Gemara, Ma yehei bedomen. Rab Tarfon oimer yishtamish v'chol. So the Mishnah mentioned a machlokes tanah, machlokes Rab Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. In the event that the halacha dictates, based on Vashi Voisaloy, Adin Deiraisa, that you're supposed to sell the Metziah that you found. So what now do you do with the proceeds? What do you do with the money? Rab Tarfon said, yishtamish v'chol. You could use it, chiddush. But you could use the money. Lefichach says, Rab Tarfon, on the back end, you realize this might cost you. Because from the fact that we give you a right to use it, if it gets lost, chayav achri yusan. Rabbi Akiva said, lo yishtamish behen, that you shouldn't use it. Lefichach, therefore, if it gets lost, ain chayav achri yusan, you're not going to be obligated. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, you benefit on the front end, but could be you're going to lose that on the back end. You can use it on the front end, but if it gets lost, then you're going to be chayav achri. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't use it on the front end. It benefits you potentially on the back end, because if something happens to it, you're not going to be chai bakra. It says the Gemara, Adkan loy pligi, elu kishen nishtamash ba. The machloikis, Rabbi Kivin Rab Tarfon, is kishen nishtamash ba. What does that mean? So Rashi says, the whole machloikis over here is, in the event that you sold the mitziah, and now you got money, whether or not you can use the money. And a nafkamina of whether or not you can use the money is twofold. Number one, could you use the money? And number two, what's going to happen now if the money gets lost? Are you going to be chai bachreis or you're not going to be chai bachreis? Avoloi nishtamish bahen. But what would be if you never sold this mitziah, meaning you found a mitziah and you didn't sell it, meaning you're not in a matziv now where you have money where maybe you're allowed to use the money. It sounds like over there, everybody's going to agree in avdu pater, that if it's going to get lost, you're going to be pater. Meaning, Rav Tarfon says in the Mishnah that if you sell a mitziah because halacha tells you to, and now you have money, you're allowed to use it, and because you're allowed to use it, im avdu chai bachri yusam. Rabbi Kiva Schoiler. But even Rav Tarfon only said his halacha in the event that you sold the mitziah. Let's say you find the mitziah, and it gets lost, for sure you're going to be potter. That's what it sounds like. The only tzad you'd ever be chayiv if you're a shomer aveda for an aveda that gets lost is in the event that you sold it, you have the geld, and now something happened to the money. And it's based on the chiddush of Rav Tarfin that the halach is if you sell it, you're allowed to use the money. But the etzem aveda for sure not. I'll just explain this a little bit better. Even though Rav Tarfin holds that if you sell a metziah, the halach is you're allowed to use the money, that's only if you sold the metziah and you have the money. But if you find the metziah, you're not allowed to use the metziah. Shanemol, you're not allowed to use the metziah. So it's poshit then that Rav Tarfin is saying that when you sell the metziah and you have the money, so there's an idea that, oh, I'm allowed to use the money. If I'm allowed to use the money, so therefore I'm going to be responsible if something happens. But again, it sounds like it's only kishen ishtamish ben. Avaloi ishtamish ben, if you have the physical metziah in front of you now, if it gets lost, Allah is going to be potter. What's the Gemara's kasha? This should be tali in one of the most famous machloikis in Shas. The machloikis Rabbi and Rav Yosef, whether a shomer aveda has a din of a shomer chinam or he has a din of a shomer socher. Faith the Gemara limit have a tiyufta to Rav Yosef. This would seem to be a tiyufta, not just a kasha. This is a tiyufta on Rav Yosef to Itmar. Shomer aveda, somebody that's watching somebody else's aveda. Rabbi amr kshomer chinam. Rabbi Yosef amr kshomer socher. Rabbi holds he has a din of a shomer chinam. Rabbi Yosef says he has a din of a shomer socher. Rabbi holds he has a din of a shomer chinam. Why? Because nobody's paying him. He is a shomer chinam. Rav Yosef holds he has a din of a shomer socher, and the reason is because being that he's an oisik b'mitzvah when he's watching the Aveda, if an Oni or a man would come knocking on his door, he wouldn't have to pay him. Therefore, that stock that you don't have to give gives you a din of a Shomer Socher. The point is, according to Rabbi, that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam is potter from Gnei Aveda. Shomer Aveda is also potter from Gnei Aveda. But according to Rabbi Yosef, that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socher. Shomer Socher is Chayv Gnei Aveda. So a Shomer Aveda is also going to be Chayv Gnei Aveda. So according to Rabbi Yosef, anytime you're watching an Aveda, if it gets lost, you're going to be Chayv. Zen Nemar, Shomer Avedas, Geshoim, Sacher, that's Chayiv and Gnevev Avedas. The Freak the Gemara from the Mishnah, that's Mashman, that the only time you'll ever be Chayiv if an Aveda gets lost is if you sold it, you have the money, Reb Tarf and Shita, that you're allowed to use the money. But without that, no one in the world is going to tell you that if a Shomer Aveda loses the Aveda, he's going to be Chayiv. That's good in Rabbah's world that a Shomer Aveda has a din of a Shomer Chinam, who's part of Gnevev Aveda. But according to Rav Yosef, that he's Chayiv and Gnevev Aveda, what's Pasha Pshat? Says the Gemara, Amalek Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef is going to tell you, Gnevev Aveda, as it relates to Gnevev Aveda, to Kuli Amalek Pligi the Chayiv. No, it's not true. Don't make this deal. As it relates to Gnevev Aveda, really everybody holds your Chayiv. Keep Pligi. What then is the machloikis between Reb Tarfin and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah? It's Ba'oinsin the Shoyel. It's referring to Oinsin that a Shoyel ordinarily is Chayivin. Okay, Reb Tarfin, so Reb Tarfin holds Shorli Rabbanu Lishnamusha Begabai. The Rabbanan allowed this Shomer Aveda to use the money. V'havale Shoyel Alayu. Therefore, he's a Shoyel. A Shoyel is Chayiv Anointsin. And the reason he's Chayiv Anointsin is because Kol HaNoshel, because he's allowed to use the thing that was given to him. In contrast to a regular Shomer Pekadin who can't. So being that he's allowed to use this Pekadin, so therefore he's Chayiv Anointsin. Rav Tarfin who holds that if you sell that Aveda, you're allowed to use the money. So he's literally like a Shoyel. And therefore the Halach is he's Chayiv Anointsin. Rabbi Akiva Sav, Rabbi Akiva holds, Lo Yisharu Le Rabbanon Le Ishtamushe Begavayu, that the Rabbanon did not allow this person to use the money. Hilkoch Lo Yhavi Shoyel Alayu. Therefore he's not a Shoyel. What is he? He's a Shomer Socher, maybe. And therefore, he'll be Chayiv in Gnevev Aveda. However, he's not going to be Chayiv in Oinsen. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, the Machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfin is not whether you're Chayiv in Gnevev Aveda. What's the Gemara's... What is the Machloikis? The Machloikis is whether you're Chayiv in Oinsen. Now, in case you can't halt Sechayin, in the end of this Gemara, the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. And that is, that if you read the words of the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfin said, Yishtamish Bahem, Lefichach im avdu chayiv bachriyuson. Rabbi Akiva Amar lo yishnamish behem. Lefichach im avdu ein chayiv bachriyuson. It's pretty clear in the Mishnah that they're arguing about aveda. They're not arguing about oinsin. It's going to be the Gemara's kasha. But for now, the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yosef, the machloikis is not whether you chayiv in aveda, but rather the machloikis is whether you chayiv in oinsin. But the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's true, lefichach to Amar Rabbi Akiva lamali. I have a technical question in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said lo yishnamish behem. Lefichach im avdu in chay bachri yusam. Why did Rabbi Akiva have to say that? Rabbi Akiva l'chura did not need to say lefichach im avdu in chay bachri yusam. Once Rabbi Akiva said lo yishtamish ben, it's obvious he's not chay bachri yusam. And the Gemara explains it in a rather very wordy way. Regarding a regular, good, old-fashioned therefore, Rabbi Kiva needed to be so wordy. He had to say, you're not allowed to use the money. Therefore, I would have thought that really he's a shomer sachar kidder Rabbi Yosef, ubigneva v'aveda mechayev, and therefore he should be chayev and gneva v'aveda. Kamash malon lefichach. Therefore, the Mishnah went out of its way. Rabbi Kiva went out of his way to say that you're going to be potter even from gneva v'aveda. Hashto, however, the amrit. Lo yishtamish behen, soicher, hashtu the amr, lo yishtamish behen, shoy mesacher, lo yhavi, velo yimichai begnev vaved. Right, this continues. Now that you're telling me lo yishtamish behen, so he's not a shoy mesacher, and he's not chai begnev vaved. So again, Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva's saying that you're potter from gnev vaved, not like Rabbi Yosef, you're potter from gnev vaved, so I understand the wordiness. The wordiness is you're not allowed to be mishtamish with it. Not just that, you're also going to be potter from Gneva Vaveda. But if you're going to tell me that everyone holds you really chayv in Gneva Vaveda, ki pligi ba'oinsim the shoyl, and the machloikis only is whether you chayv in oinsim, my lefichach the Rabbi Akiva. Why did Rabbi Akiva need a fear ois lefichach? Hachem yibayilei the mishnah. This is what the mishnah should have said. Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rabbi Akiva holds lo yishtamish ben. You're not allowed to use it. Va'no yodano, and I'll know myself, the kiva the lo yishtamish ben, being that you're not allowed to use it, lav shoyl havi, he's not a soil, the inner chayev achriyuson, and you're not chayev and achrayes. So tzindritim al freik the gemara lefichach the Rabbi Akiva lomoli. So why then did the Mishnah have to say lefichach? Meaning bishloima. If the Mishnah is telling me that not only are you not chayv and oinsim, but you're also not chayv and gneva vavedo, then if Rabbi Akiva would simply say the words lo yishtamish ben, I would not know that you're potter from gneva vavedo. That's already the machloikis Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. So if you want to tell me not like Rabbi Yosef, you want to tell me that he's not even a shoyim v'sachar, then you have to tell me that. But if really he is a shoyim v'sachar, and the only chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that you're not a shoyil, once you say lo yishtamish ben, Kol Bar Nash, anyone that ever learned Chumash Rashi Parshas Mishpatim knows that you're going to be potter from Oinsin. And if that's the case, why would Rabbi Akiva have said the words Lefichach, says the Gemara, it's a good Ha'ara. However, Mishum Lefichach to Rab Tarfin, the reason Rabbi Akiva said Lefichach, you're going to be Enei Chaya Bachrayas in Avdu, is because he was just comparing and contrasting what it was Reb Tarfin said. Meaning, Reb Tarfin said, Yishtamish bahem lefichach im avdu chayev achriyusan. Rabbi Akiva said, Lo yishtamish bahem lefichach im avdu ein chayev achriyusan. But the Gemara says, lefichach to Reb Tarfin lamali. Why did Reb Tarfin even have to say lefichach? Just say that you're allowed to use it. If you're allowed to use it, I know you're a shayel. If you're a shayel, so therefore you're going to be chayev anointin. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamar. The reason Reb Tarfin said it was, is Reb Tarfin wanted to emphasize, keeping the shorle rabbonu lishtamush, being that the rabbanut said you're allowed to use it, keman de ishtamish begavayu dami, it's as if you already used it, v'chayi b'achri yusan, you're going to be chayi b'achri yusan. Meaning the chiddush in Reb Tarfin is that even if you didn't use it yet, the fact that you're allowed to use it, that in and of itself is enough of a reason that you should be chayi v'noitzen. Once we said l'fichach, the Reb Tarfin, so just for poetic symmetry, we also say lefichach to Rabbi Akiva, even though in Rabbi Akiva there's no chiddush. Meaning there's a chiddush in Rab Tarfin that you chayiv in achrayis even if you didn't use it. But Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to use it. If you're not allowed to use it, so it's poshut you're going to be potter in oinsin. Didn't have to say it. It only said it to be consistent with the language of Rab Tarfin. Says the Gemara, the question that we mentioned earlier. This is all nice. It's all fine and vile. You want to tell me that really the machloik is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfin and Rabbi Yosef's world is not whether you chayv in Gneva Vaveda, it's whether you chayv in Oinsin. Because really every Shoyim Raveda has a din of a Shoyim Mesocha putted to Rabbi Yosef. So what's the machloik is over here? The machloik is whether you chayv in Oinsin. But the Gemara says, but at the end of the day, Va'avdu Ketani, I mean, read the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what's the halacha going to be if it was Avdu? Koin to Rabbi Tarfin, you're going to be chayv. Koin to Rabbi Kiva, you're going to be Pata. They're not arguing in Oinsin, they're arguing in Aveda. And for the Gemara Kedah Rabbi, you have to answer and explain this Mishnah the way Rabbi explained something else. Where is that Rabbi? Rashi says, the Kamon daf nun ches amar aleph. So we'll get there. But what did Rabbi say? Nignavu, that the Mishnah over there said something about Nignavu, and Rabbi says, what does Nignavu mean? Pelista Mezuyin. It was stolen, but it was stolen al yedei an oynes. Avdu, what does avdu mean? Shetavas finasa b'yam. Person had something on a ship, and the ship sank. So even though, yeah, is it an aveda? For sure, it's an aveda. However, it was an aveda b'oynes. I mean that it's an aveda b'oynes. It's the type of aveda that really a shem esachah would be patrin. Only a shoyel would be chayivin. The point is, although the Mishnah used the word aveda, but doesn't mean aveda in the gneva of aveda sense of whether shem echinam and shem esachar apater chayiv. It really means aveda b'oynes, because the machloikis in the Mishnah is whether you chayiv an oynsin or whether you're not chayiv an oynsin. Bottom line is, we thought we had a major tiufta to Rabbi Yosef on the Mishnah, because it sounds like from the Mishnah that the only time there's ever a havamina that a shomer aveda would be chayiv for aveda, right? Just to be clear, where the aveda was never, the only time it ever be chayiv is in the event that you sold it, you have the money, and based on the machlokes of Tarfon Rabbi Akiva, am I allowed to use the money? I'm not allowed to use the money. That's a tuf to the Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosef, every shomer aveda, even when you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the aveda, I'll prove to the Rabbi Yosef is chayiv aveda. The Gemara says it could be aveda. The Mishnah really means oinsin. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amash Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, halacha like Rabbi Tarfon. The halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. So if someone has a metzia where halacha dictates to sell it, take the money, you're allowed to use the money. Bei Rechava, Havali Hanu Zuzu Diasmi. The family of Rechava was watching money for Yisoyim. Also, the Kamid of Rabbi Yosef. They came to Rabbi Yosef, Amalei, Maulish Tamuche Begavai. And the question he asked Rabbi Yosef was, am I allowed to use this money, or are we not allowed to use this money? So they're watching money for Yisoyim, and they want to know if they're allowed to use the money or not. So he told him back, Amalei, Hochi, Om Rav Yudam HaShmul, Halachi Krab Tarfin. The halachas are Krab Tarfin. I mean that the halachas are Krab Tarfin, you would be allowed to use the money. Now at first glance, not in Yin Shemitah, it's Alar Sina. Halachi Krab Tarfin is Halachi Nehla Metzias. Somebody found a Metziah. If you're going to be metapa with this Metziah, you're going to end up diminishing the value of the Metziah. Vashay Voisay Loi, Rey, try to do a good job. You sell, you have the money. Rav Tarfin says you're allowed to use the money. What does that have to do with someone who's watching Zuzi de Yasmi? It sounds like this was an apotropis. And wanted to know, can I, in the meantime, invest the money? Can I do something with it or not? And Rabbi Yosef, Mimerchak Tovi Lachma, he says, I have a tzushtel. The tzushtel is Perikei L'Metzias. What do the two have to do with each other? Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that why is it that Rav Tarfin allows the Shomer Aveda to use this money? The reason is because Chazal were a little worried that if somebody finds a lost item, he's not going to want to be busy with it. Mali Batsar Azois. It's just a big headache. So you're going to turn a blind eye, which Torah says you're not allowed to do, and as a result, it's not going to be good. So there were certain leniencies that were put into place just to bolster and to strengthen and be mechazik the whole mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. One of them was that if you have the Aveda, you sold it, you have the money, in the interim you're allowed to use it. So there was this havamina, maybe to shtel to the same thing to Moishal Yisoyman, because we know people very often, they balked on the opportunity to be an apotropa Shal Yisoyman because it comes with tremendous achrayas. So it's for that reason people didn't want to do it. So again, maybe we would, in the same vein, throw the apotropos a bone and say, you know what? I understand this is a very big undertaking, but at the same time, you'd be allowed to use the money. So there is a little bit of a hashva. But the bottom line is, that's what Rabbi Yosef said. Hachi am Rav Yudam HaShmul, Talach is like Rav Tarfin. But the Gemara says, Amalei, Abayu, V'la'avit mar Allah, am Rav Chelboi, am Rav Huna. Didn't Rav Chelboi say the name of Rav Huna? The only time this is true, a little bit mei aveda. It's only true with regards to the money of the aveda. Why? Hoyol v'tarachba. Because being that he was already matriach with the Aveda. Where was he matriach? He picked it up. He assessed its value. He sold it. Therefore, in that situation, we throw him this bone, which we think is very important. So if you're going to be matriach, we'll allow you to use the money. But we know the Aveda itself, you're not allowed to touch. And if you find mois Aveda, you're not allowed to spend that money. So he said, Vahani ke mois Aveda damu. This is like mois Aveda. Why is this like mois Aveda? So the Rishonim say, because the whole idea is to try not to disincentivize a person from being a kind of mitzvah, Shabbos Aveda. And therefore, we give him a little incentive. We give him a perk that if you have to sell it, you'll be able to use the money. But for Moshe Yisoyman, as much as it's true, some people didn't want to take that achrayas, but Abaye's hergish was, you didn't have to put a halacha like this in place. So he said, it's true that there's some shaykhis between you're a Shomer Aveda, you're watching the Moshe Yisoyman, but at the end of the day, the only time even the person that's watching the Moshe Yisoyman has a right to use the money is where it's Hoyol V'Tarachba. But if it was Loy Tarachba, not, The Moshe Yisoymit is the equivalent of Loi Tarachba. The equivalent of Loi Tarachba in the sense that it's not something you need to put in place in order to incentivize. Just like if the person was Loi Tarachba, you don't have to allow him to use the money in order to get into human kind of mitzvah, Shavuot Aveda. So too for Moshe Yisoymit, it's not something you have to do either. Either way, Rabbi Yosef wanted a shtel tzu, he wanted to allow them to use the money. Abaye didn't let him. So Rabbi Yosef turns to whoever asked him the question, he said, "Nu zil, you have to leave. Loi shafku li da ashri lach. I tried giving you a heter, my Talmud Abaye. He always has good auras on me, and he's not allowing me to do this. I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but I can't." Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Matzah Svarim. If somebody finds a lost item, and the lost item that he found were Svarim, Koyru Behem Echad L'Shloishim Yoyim, he should open them up and learn from them once every 30 days. And the reason they should do it, Rashi says, is because otherwise they're going to go bad. So you don't want them to become moldy. I think of Svarim back in the day, scrolls, etc. So every 30 days, you learn from it. Once. Then any idea, let's say you don't know how to learn. Okay, fake it. Open it up. Move it this way, that way. You're not allowed to learn something new. The reason you're not allowed to learn something new is because if you're going to learn something new, Rashi says you're going to have to be busy with it. You're going to be in a real state of iyun, and as a result, it's going to be open for too long, and maybe you're going to end up being mekalkalit. Additionally, don't learn with a chavrusa. Meaning, don't sit with another person looking into the same safe. I mean, if you have two shtenders, that's fine. But if you're going to be sitting together with the person, that's when it's going to be an issue. So again, if somebody finds a safer, you can't learn from it. Because you can't learn from it. At the same time, you do want to open it up occasionally because you don't want it to go bad. That's part of your responsibility to maintain the Aveda that you found. But there's limitations. Number one, don't learn something you've never learned before. Additionally, don't learn with somebody else. Matzah, what happens if somebody finds a baggage? Minare echel v'shloishim yom. Once every 30 days, you should shake it out. V'shoitcho l'tzarcho, and you should spread it out for the needs of the beged, but not for your own personal needs. This will be the topic of tomorrow's daf. Kli kasef v'kli nechoshes, if somebody finds silver kelim or copper kelim, mishtamish pem l'tzarchan, you should use them, only l'tzarchan, again, so that the kelim shouldn't go bad, but you shouldn't use it for a long time, because you don't want it to wear out. Klei zav, klei schuches. Let's say you find not silver and copper, but rather kelim made of gold or kelim made of glass. Vayiga bahen, you shouldn't touch it. Until Eliyo Hanavi comes. Incidentally, you see how in the Mishnah they're living with Eliyo Hanavi, right? Ad sheyavo Eliyo. I don't think this is like a melitza. Eliyo Hanavi is going to come. The mayor b'yameinu, like we saw in yesterday's daf, and he's going to tell us what the story is. Matzah sakei kupa. If somebody finds a sack where he finds a basket, the chol davechin tarik lito, or anything that the derech is not to carry, hareza loyito, you shouldn't pick it up. This is what we know as the zakin the inel afish voiday. Also going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. Zoktimar amashmo. So the first part of the Mishnah was if somebody finds svarim. Let's get this clear. Koyru behem echad l'shloishim yoyim. You have to, because otherwise you're not doing your job, your fiduciary responsibility towards this aved. Then any day of the Christ, goy lulon, lo yilmoy behem betchila. Additionally, don't learn with a second person. So Shmuel Damayra said, "Hamoytze tefillin b'shok." Let's say somebody finds tefillin in the shok, not svarim but tefillin. Shom demeim umanicha la'alter. You should assess their value and sell them. Umanicha la'alter. So what does umanicha la'alter mean? So if you look in the Rosh, the Rishonim have two mahalchim of what manicha la'alter means. Some say that what it means is take the money and put the money away. It's a little bit of a shver pshat. The reason is because we know from the previous mission, it's machlokes Rav Tarfon Rabbi Akiva, what exactly he's supposed to do with the money. And we also know, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Alachik Rav Tarfon. Shmuel himself said, Alach is like Rav Tarfon. So how could Shmuel here say, manicha la'alter, put the money in a drawer somewhere, put it in a bank account where Shmuel himself said Allah is like Rav Tarfon who said Yishtamish ben. So some say Manichan la'altar means that you could put the tefillin on the altar. Meaning you found tefillin, shom demeyan, assess its value, and then put, either way, I am Barash. So Ravina asked the kasha, Matzah Svarim. The Mishnah says if somebody finds Svarim, Koyim Bohen, Echad L'Shloishim Yoyim, then Einei Deil Likreis, Goy Lulon. But what's the kasha, Goy Lulon, in Shom Demeyim Umanichan Loi? You're supposed to be busy with it. So why, when it comes to Tefillin, are you selling it? And when it comes to Svarim, you don't sell it? Amar Abaya, Sna Abaya said, I'll tell you why. Tefillin, Bei Bar Chavu Mishkach Shchichi. He says, if you want Tefillin, you can always go to Bei Bar Chavu. He always has Tefillin available. Svarim loy shchichi. But if you want to find svarim, that's already loy shchichi. So today, Baruch Hashem, svarim are shchichi. Depends which svarim. But svarim are shchichi. But Once upon a time, it really wasn't like that, right? Before the world of publishing and the printing press, to come by Svarim was very, very complicated. But the point is, therefore, if somebody finds somebody else's sefer, don't just sell it right away. Meaning, try to work with it. Hold on to it. Be busy with it. It's part of your mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, to make sure this guy gets his Gemara back. But tefillin, you could sell immediately. You don't have to be metapa with tefillin. You know why? Because you're going to sell the tefillin, you're going to get whatever dollar amount it is, you're going to give him the money. 5 minutes later, he'll go to Bei Bar Chavu, and he just got himself another sale. He'll be able to buy the tefillin. So svarim are hard to come by, therefore hold on to the svarim as long as possible. As opposed to for tefillin, this is not something that's necessary. Tanu Rabban, Hashoy El Sefer Torah Mechaveir. If somebody buys the Sefer Torah from his friend, these Gemaras we're about to learn are real classics. Ha-reiz ha-lo yishat lenu la'achar. You shouldn't lend it to somebody else. Poyschay v'kay rabbi. So again, this person that borrowed the Sefer Torah is allowed to open it and read from it. I mean, he borrowed it for a reason. Interesting. That even a Shoyal Sefer Torah is not allowed to learn something for the first time. If somebody gives his friend a Sefer Torah, is it because to watch? Every 12 months, you should be goyal it, so it shouldn't go bad. You could open it and read from it. And but if you opened it up, it's a problem. You can't even read that line. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. Sumcha says that you don't open it every 12 months, but what you do is, b'chadash, if it's a new Sefer Torah, shloshim yom, you have to open it every 30 days. B'yashin, if it's an old Sefer Torah, then shnei masa chedesh every 12 months. This is a little counterintuitive. The newer Sefer Torah actually requires more maintenance than the old Sefer Torah. The old Sefer Torah says, Sumcha, I agree with you, it's once in 12 months. The new Sefer Torah is once in 30 days. But blessed ben Yaakov, oimer, echadzeh, it's always going to be shnei masa chedesh, 12 months. Says the Gemara, Amash Mar. There's a lot to unpack. Hashoyel Sefer Torah mechaveri, hareze lo yishalenu la'achar. If somebody borrows a Sefer Torah from his friend, you're now going to lend it to somebody else. Freit the Gemara, Ma'ir Yosefer Torah. Why are you telling me this halacha regarding someone that borrows a Sefer Torah? I feel like Milu Nami. This is true for anything that you borrowed. Amar Reish Lakish said, Kan Shana Rebbe, it's regarding the following mission that Rebbe said this halacha. Ein Hashoyel, Hashoyel, Hashoyel. Hashoyel is not let to lend to somebody else. Ein Hasoycher, Hashoyel, Hashoyel. You can't sublease, right? If you're a soicher, unless you have permission, you can't lease it out to somebody else. So a person that Shoyel Sefer Torah raised a layashilenu lacher, Ishlokish said that Rebbe said that it's true for everything. So the Gemara says, true, it is true for everything, but Sefer Torah it's trichale. It was necessary for the Braisa to speak this out as being true even by a Sefer Torah. I would have thought, because I would have thought that maybe Sefer Torah, the mashnal doesn't bind. Meaning, someone owns a Sefer Torah, you loaned it to somebody. Somebody wants to borrow your Sefer Torah. Why? He wants to learn from it. Of course I'm okay with it. Why? And that's the chiddush. That even a Sefer Torah, if someone shoyel Sefer Torah, he can't be mashlut to somebody else. But the Braisa said that if somebody borrows a Sefer Torah, he'll have to learn from it. Why else did he borrow it? So the Gemara says, true, Sefer Strichale. There's no chiddush in that line. The chiddush is the next line. What was the next line? Ubavad. Now we'll learn something new. That's a chiddush already. So that's what the Braisa wanted to say. The Braisa said, if somebody gives somebody a Sefer Torah as a pikadin, every 12 months you should open it. And then it says that you let her learn from it. Let's interrupt right there. My avidite gabe. You're opening it. You're a shemit pekadin. Why you let to learn from it? Vistu, the Braisa continued and said, "In b'shvilei pascha aser." That if you opened it, it's aser. Ha'amrit poischa v'kayrabai. A second question. You just said a second ago that you're let open. It's really two kashas. Number one, what's even pshat in pascha v'kayrabai? You're a shemit pekadin. You never let to use the pekadin. Number two, the Braisa itself says, in the next breath, you're not allowed to open it. So what's going on? Are you allowed to open it? Are you not allowed to open it? So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamer." You have to do a little editing. Im kishahu goyleloi poischa v'kayir by mutter. We said that if somebody has someone say v'tayra every now and again, achlekes tanam, you have to be goyleloi. While you're being goyleloi, if you want to learn from it, is okay. But im b'shvilei pascha, but if you're going to open it specifically to learn, also that's really not okay. That's what the Braisa is saying. So again, how you make it fit with the words of the Braisa is a little bit of a challenge. But that's what the Braisa is saying. That while you're being goyleloi, if you want to learn from it, that's Beseder. However, to open it specifically, that's not Beseder. Sumcha Saimer, Sumcha said, Bechadosh, new Sefer Torah, Shloshim Yoim, Beyoshan, Shnei Masa Chaydash. An old Sefer Torah every 12 months. Rebbe Lezim Yaakov, Echazav, Echazav, the man, if it's new or old, Shnei Masa Chaydash, it's going to be 12 months. Freit, the Gemara, Rebbe Lezim Yaakov, Hainu Tanakamu. Isn't Rebbe Lezim Yaakov the Tanakamu? Right, what were the three Shittas? Tanakamu said, if you have a Pekodin, a Sefer Torah, open it up once in 12 months. Sumcha said, new Sefer Torah, once in 30 days, old Sefer Torah once in 12 months. Rebbe Lezim Yaakov said it's always 12 months. not three shitas, it's two shitas. The first shita, which said stam once every 12 months, and the third shita that says echad chadash echad yashan once every 12 months is the same thing. Tomorrow says, you're right, Ele Eimer, you have to edit it. Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov Eimer, echad zeh ve echad zeh. Shloishim yai. Those are the three shitas. The first shita is it's every 12 months. Sumcha says a new one every 30 days, an old once every 12 months. And the Chachamim say, echazeh ve'echazeh, it's always going to be every 30 days. Avol yomoid by betchila v'lo yikra acharimot, says the Gemara. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed, if you're a Shomer Aveda, ever learn something new from it, meaning you're allowed to be cured from it once every 30 days. But you can't learn something new, not just that, you can't learn with a second person. Fake the Gemara, for a minute I'll ask you a kasha, lo yikra parshin of the Yishna. Again, this is a braisa discussing the halachas of Ebu Matthias. You're not allowed to read from something and then learn it again. Full of yikra by parsha, this you can learn something via targum and be metargum. The reason is because if you're going to chazer or you're going to be metargum, it's going to be open longer than it has to be. Meaning, read a parsha, don't chazer it, don't do yishnai mikra vechatar. Right, that's basically what we're saying. La yikra parsha v'yishna is the shnai mikra, v'la yikra parsha v'yitargim is the echatargim. So those things are not okay. V'la yiftach b'yoyisim v'gimel dafin. Also, don't open too much at the same time. Don't open more than three dafin. V'la yikra b'yishloisha b'nei adam. And not just that, you shouldn't have three people learning b'krach echad from the same thing. What does it sound like? Hashnayim koirin. It sounds like two people could. It's the chastira. Our Mishnah says two people can't learn. From the Braisa, it's mashma. Only three people can't learn. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, like kasha kan b'inyan echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. If they're learning the same parasha, even two people can't. Why? Because we're afraid each guy's going to schlep the Gemara a little bit closer to him. It might end up daring. But if it's two inyanim, so then already two people can learn two inyanim. Three people learning multiple inyanim, that already is an issue, and therefore that is the teretz, to the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa exhale. So as it relates to raid, two ha'aris, see how much time we have, regarding the latter part of today's daf, that is matzah svarim, koyrim behem echad l'shloshim yoyim, then in yodeya likrois goylulon, avalo yilmoy behem betchila, velo yikra acharimoy. And from there, the Gemara may inyan le'inyan, ba'oisa inyan, got involved in a similar halach, and that is, hashoyel sefer Torah mechaveira. If somebody borrows a sefer Torah from his friend, hareze lo yishalenu la'achar. The halach is, you shouldn't lend it to somebody else. And the Gemara asked the kasha, dafka if someone shoyel a sefer Torah, you shouldn't lend it to somebody else. Kan shon a rebbe, ein hashoyel, rashoyel ha'ashov, ein ha'soicher, rashoyel ha'asker. So the Gemara says, true, but sefer Torah it's trichalei. There's a special chiddush in sefer Torah. Now the tema, I would have thought, nichalei le'inish, the te'avid mitzvah b'memoyna, kamash melon, that's not the case. The Ramah, in Hilchas Tzitzis, this is in Simin Yud Dalet, says the following. The background is, the Mechaber says, that if you see your friend's talis, and you need a talis, you're allowed to take his talis, put it on, and even make a bracha on it. The same is true, says the Ramah, for your friend's tefillin. If you see your friend's tefillin, you have to put on tefillin, you're allowed to take it, you're allowed to make a bracha on it. Says the Ramah, Aval osur lilmoid misvarim shal chaveiroi beloy daitai. But what you're not allowed to do is learn from your friend's svarim without his knowledge, the chayshino, because we're concerned, shema yikra oisam belimudai, that you might end up hearing it while you're learning from it, and as a result, this is something that you're not allowed to do. Meaning, you're not allowed to use your friend's sefer without his knowledge. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Prima Gadim that says, quote, V'ha'olam noyagin, kishamoytzim siddha tefila, oymachzer bebeis ha'knesses, shaloy k'noysoy k'dei lehispalaboy. The minhag olam is that if you're in shul and you see your friend siddha, or your friend's machzer, incidentally, once upon a time, the machzer was what we refer to today as the siddur, right? The machzer had everything that you needed for the whole year. But the point is, if you see your friend's siddur, you see your friend's machzer, the minig is that people daven from it. At Snez the Prima Garden, the any idea heter lizah. I don't understand what the heter is, the maishna siddur misvarim. What's the difference between a siddur and svarim? And if the Ramah says that you're not allowed to use your friend's svarim, I don't see why you'd be allowed to use your friend's siddur. Mishabur brings it without being malamet tzchus. He says, I don't know the eitzah for this. Meaning, svarim is upgrade you're not allowed to use. It doesn't even sound like it was ever the minute to use somebody else's sefer. Siddur, that the Prima Gadim, and the Mishnah Brura quotes, observed the way people used to do, but his lashon is, v'eini yodea hetel lezeh, I don't know what the heter for this is. I saw in the Piskei Tshuvas, he brings from some of the Piskei's manenu, that tried being melamed tzchus on this minig hatamua of the Welt, and that is, that it could be, once upon a time, a sefer, like we mentioned during the daf, was a yikara mitzia, meaning they were very hard to come by. And as a result, if someone has a sefer or a siddur, and you're going to use it and you're going to tear it, it's going to come at a very, very big cost. But today, svarim are not expensive, and they're very, very shchiach and matzoi to come by. And as a result, it's not so hard to find a sefer. And being that it's not so hard to find a sefer, so because of a chashash, maybe it's going to be torn. And even if it gets torn, what already is the Grace of Hefset, it could be over here, you could be mekel. Just to explain a little bit the chiddush that these poskim are saying, the Magen Avraham, Alatar, here in Hilchas Sitzes Siman Yudalit, on this psak of the Ramah, he asks Akasha. He says, I don't understand. The Ramah paskins that if you see your friend sefer and you want to use it, shaloi midaitai, it's not something you're allowed to do because of a chashash, then maybe it's going to be torn. Freik the Ramah, what happened, Freik the Magen Avraham, what happened to the halacha of nichalei le'inish, the tiyavin mitzvah b'mamayna? And the truth is, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Lamed Zayin and Hilchas Pesach, where the Shulchan Aruch Mefurish paskins Aloch based on that din. It's based on the Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim that we say Nichalei Leinish that the Avin Mitzvah B'Mamoinah. So Freik the Magen Avraham, how come here you don't say Nichalei Leinish that the Avin Mitzvah B'Mamoinah? Now the truth is, we saw it already in our Gemara because the Gemara said that if someone borrows a sefer, he's not allowed to be mashalit to somebody else. Now the Gemara was talking about a sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, it's pasha. You never let a be a mashal if you're a shoyl. So the Gemara said, now the tema, I would have thought that this is different because it's a mitzvah. Kamashmal, and that you don't say nichalei le'inish that the abe mitzvah b'mamayne. What do you mean? Elsewhere in the beginning of Pesachim, we do say nichalei le'inish that the abe mitzvah b'mamayne. Snez the Magen Avraham, the teretz is that when the chashash is a hefsin meruba, then we say nichalei le'inish that the abe mitzvah b'mamayne. Then we don't say nichalei le'inish that the abe mitzvah b'mamayne. When the chashash is a hefsin mu'it, all you're dealing with is a few shekels. So over there, we say nichalei le'inish that the abe mitzvah b'mamayne. That says the reason the Ramah said that you're not allowed to use your friend sefer shaloi midaitai is because we're concerned for a hefsin meruba. I mean that we're concerned for a hefsin meruba. Al zeh loyam mina nichalei le'inish that the abe mitzvah b'mamayne. If that's the pshat, it's poshet. So what the poskim are saying is that today, being that all it is a hefsin mu'ud, so now it falls into the gather of Eirechayim Tov Lamed Zayin, where you do say nichalei le'inish that the abe mitzvah b'mamayne. And being that there is such a concept, there is such a principle, meaning the only reason the Ramah felt that this fell into the bucket of hefsin merubas, because that's the way it was once upon a time. But today, the metzius has shifted, and today already svarim, if you're going to rip it, no, you can always buy another sefer. Incidentally, the place can say, if you want to use a machzer, like the Mishnah Berurah says, and it's a fancy leather-bound machzer, which has the person's name embossed in it, I don't know. So then already there's a chash of hefsin merubas, and a chanami, it's not going to be awesome. But stam, to use a sefer, we are really, all your risking is a hefsin mu'ah, over there, it could be, it's not going to be an issue. But I just wanted to be ma'ir one ha'ara on this Ramah. That is, the Shulchan Aruch in Choshemishma Tzimin Reish Tzadik Beis Sif Chaf is discussing the halach of today's daf, that if somebody lends somebody a Sefer Torah, I'll let it lend it to somebody else. If somebody gives someone a Sefer Torah as a pikadoin, you go lalai, every Yud Beis Chodesh, 30 days, Machloikis, Sumchis, Blazav Yaakov, the Chachamim, that's what's going on over here. And the Ramah, in a rather lengthy comment, at the very end says the following. If there's a place of Bittul Torah, she ain't Svarim Nimtza, where Svarim are not so Matsui, you choylem Bezdin Lokof Le'echad Lahashul Svarav Lilmoid Behem. Beznin has a right to force someone to lend his svarim, ubavad sheyishlum uloy, mashi is kalkul besvarim. As long as it's done on the condition that in the event that something's going to happen, you're going to end up making this person whole. So says the Ramah, even though there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of using somebody else's sefer, but if there's a matzav of bittul Torah, somebody has a sefer. And right now, people need it. And this person doesn't want to lend it. So you choylem bezdin lokuf le'echad, bezdin can force this person, lahash l'svarav, and again, just to take in this halacha for a minute, very hard to us to understand that today. But once upon a time, it could be you had a kehila where there was one Bava Metzia Gemara. And if one person's holding on to the Bava Metzia and he doesn't want to lend it, so now no one has a Bava Metzia. And if a Rav is asked the Shaila, talk for Kay, Moitzian or Aim Moitzian, or this Metzia of Peres Mefuzarin, is it Hareel Shaloya, Chayv La'achas, he can't open up a Bava Metzia because he didn't have it. It was a major issue. So says the Ramah, "Ubemokim betol Torah shein asfarim nitzam." Yichayim and bezin lakov leechel lahashul sfar. If you take a look at the Goyen in Bir Agra, he says, "What's the makar to this Ramah?" He's been saying two gemaras. He says, "Kemoishem avur beperek dalod diksubas tafnuna med aleph vamrinan sham." Ksubis mem tes on the base. He says, it's two gemaras. It's ksubis taf nun amid aleph, and it's ksubis taf mem tes on the base. What does the guy mean? It's half of a fell. The gemara says in ksubis taf nun amid aleph. Hoin va'oisha beveisoi, vitzid kosoi o medes la. David HaMelech said this in Sefer Tehillim. Says the gemara, Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda. There was a machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. What this pasuk is referring to. Chadam once said, Zahaloi mitoyer malam. If someone learns Torah, then he teaches the Torah, say, he'll be zoicha to hoin va'oisha beveisoi. The other one said, it's referring to someone that writes Torah Neviim Uksuvim, umashilo lacherim, and he lends them to somebody else. Chad Amar, zehaloi metoyra umalando, v'chad Amar, zehakoysev Torah Neviim Uksuvim, umashilo lacherim. Parenthetically, so who said what? One said, "Hoin ba'oishu beveisav." It said, "Kosa imad aslad." Is referring to someone that learns Torah and teaches Torah. The other one said that it's referring to someone that writes Torah Neviim Uksuvin and is mashil lacher. Machloek is Rav Huna Rav Chizda. So we spoke this out once by Richos. So Rav Reuven Margolis in his Sefer Shem Oilam, so he says that Veli Nirin. I don't know for sure, but my heritage is that Rav Huna is the one that said, "Hoin ba'oishu beveisav." It said, "Kosa imad aslad." Is the person that writes Torah Neviim Uksuvin, he's Mashiach Lacher. He says, why do I think that? He says, I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Yudal Ramad Aleph, the Rav Huna once wrote 70 Sifrei Torah. Rav Huna wrote 70 Sifrei Torah. In Yerushalmi Kalayim Perakim Lalachat Aleph, Rav Huna is referred to as Safra de Sidra. That means Rav Huna was a Sofer. We're on to something. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Amid Beis that Rav Huna was an Oisha. That had Rav Huna become an Oisher, I don't know, maybe he wrote 70 Sifrei Torah and he sold them, right? It's a lot of money. That's easy math. But says Rav Huna, my goal is it can't be. Because the Gemara says in Psochem Daf Nun on the days, that the Anshe Knesset HaGdoilu were Bikshu Rachamim, that anyone that's Oisek in Sefer Torah, Tefillah Mezuzah, any person that's a Sofer shouldn't become a Gvir. So it can't be he became a Gvir from there. So if he didn't become a Gvir from that, must be he had a Geschäft. But he's a Sofer. Must be he's doing it for Chesed. It means it sounds like Rav Huna himself is someone that is a Kosev Sefer Torah, Neviim Muksuvin, and he's Mashiva Macher, because we know he's not doing it for Parnassus, because he wants to become a Gvir from that. Elamai is probably doing it for his Chesed. No, if that's the case, he's probably, you know, Dorish HaMekai, and he's the one that said that Hoim Va'osha Beveso, if it's a Kosev, a Medeslad, Zeh Kosev Sefer Torah, Neviim Muksuvin, right? He's poshed someone that's not derish and not mekayim. He says, if that's true, Yesh Shloime, the Gemara says, "Maikon chafeim at Aleph ki noch nafshe de Rav Huna boi lo oisvei sefer Torah apurya." They wanted to take a sefer Torah and they wanted to put it on his bed, and they made a big machal because he once said that it's not something you're allowed to do. Why punk Rav Huna did they want to put a sefer Torah? Because Rav Huna wrote 70 sefer Torah. He was safra the sidra. He was the one that said hoin va'oisha beveisoi vitzit kosoi omedes lod, that he's going to have tzedek la'ad from his avoider that he did. So right now he's going to the Olam HaEmes. So this is the time. The mitzvah is all in Babgleiten. So what they want to do, they wanted to put the Sefer Torah, but they made a machal. They said, because this is something the Rav Huna wasn't okay with. Another ha'ara, parenthetically. So hoin va'oisha b'deisav, it's a ketz, a medal, so at chad amar, maybe Rav Huna, say ha'koisif, Sefer Torah, Neviim Muksuvim. What about Talmud Bavli? Why Sefer Torah, Neviim Muksuvim? So the Ur Zeruah, the Urz Zeruah says, and if you want to look it up, it's in Chelek Gimel of the Mechon Yerushalayim edition. It's page Shin Nun Tes. It's at the end of Masechtas Bava Metziah. So he says as follows, quote, you have to have this inside. For Hu Adin Sifrei HaTalmud. He's referring to this Gemara. He says, really, it's true for Sifrei HaTalmud. Oy Kolshkein. He says, not just for Hu Adin. Meaning, it's a Kolshkein. Shebehem Tluya Hayra. Because the Ikkar Ira comes not from Torah Neviim Uksuvim. The Ikkar Ira comes from what? It comes from Talmud. V'hod enoch at Torah Neviim Uksuvim. So why then did we say Torah Neviim Uksuvim? Mishum debi emeyem v'yhoyu koisvim mishvah v'talmud. Because in the times of who? Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. They weren't writing yet Mishnah v'talmud. Mishum didvar mishvah bal peh also lo emrim b'ksav. Elo bimei Rav Ashi. That's when everything was written. So this is an Ur Zeruah. We speak about this all the time. But this is an Ur Zeruah that says that everyone thinks Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah. Ur Zeruah said it's not true. He didn't write the Mishnah. What did he do? He was Masada the Mishnah. He meant Kesoilus Nekiah, and he decided was soll sein a Mishnah, was soll sein a Breisner. But really, the avoid of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wasn't to write the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was only Masada of the Mishnah. So what was the Mishnah written? Ravashi. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and Rabbi Nosson HaBavli, right? We said Rabbi Nosson HaBavli goes down as maybe the most underrated Tanakh, because it's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and Rabbi Nosson HaBavli, the Gemara says, that together wrote the Mishnah. Ravina and Ravashi wrote the Gemara. Really, Ravina Ravashi wrote the Mishnah also. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and Rabbi Nosson HaBavli, they were Masada the Mishnah. Ravina Ravashi, they made the Talmud. Who wrote the Mishnah? It's Ravina Ravashi, Bimei Ravashi al Kaponim. That's when the Mishnah was written. That's when the Gemara was written as well. That misses the Rambam and his Akdama to Ziyad Chazaka says not though. He says before Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wrote the Mishnah, Dvarim Atikin Ve'in Kana Makam Laharach. But either way, says the guy, what do you see in this Gemara? Hoin Va'oishne Beveisoi, Vitzit Kosoyer Medeslot. That if somebody writes, say the Torah, Nevi'im Uksuvim, it's considered stalker. Vitzin Kosoyer Medeslot. So says the guy, and that's in Ksubas Lunamadal. Now take a look in Ksubas Chavtes Amidbeis. The Gemara says in Ksubas Chavtes Amidbeis that there was a certain Yid that didn't want to give any tzedakah. And the Gemara says, Rava went and he forced this person for apik minei dalad mei azuzik l'tzedakah. He forced him to give 400 zuzim. We've spoken over the years, why 400 zuzim? It's the gematria of Ayin Ra. You find this number 400. But the bottom line is, it's that he forced him to give 400 zuzim. In other words, we know tzedakah is a mitzvah that you're allowed to force a person to give. Them is a very big chiddush. Tosfos asks the kasha here, he asks in above a basra daf ches, we know that any mitzvah that's matan schar b'tzida, bez not allowed to force the person to do a mitzvah. And the mitzvah of tzedakah, ki b'glal adavar azez, the mitzvah shematan schar b'tzida. This love, and we always speak at the Mechas Chinuch, which is also the Avnei Meluim, Simenayim Beis, Dvarim Atikim. But the bottom line is, it says the Goyin, you want to know Pshat in this Ramah, there's one Bava Metzia Gemara in the whole shtetl, and there's a Yid that has it, and he's not lending it. Says the Ramah, Bezin can force the person to lend it. Why? Mishul Bittul Teir. It's something you're allowed to do. Says the Goyin, what's the Makar to this Halacha? Says, I'm going to tell you the Makar. The Makar to this Halacha is, Ksubis Tachnun Amid Aleph, and Ksubis Mebtes Amid Beis, and Ksubis Nun Amid Aleph, says the Goyin, Hoin Va'oshim Beveisoi, Vitzit Kos. You see, it's stalker. And Ksubas Mevtes some days to rub a force from Nasim Barami to get 400 zuzim to stalker. See, you see, you're kaifin on stalker. It's Pashit. That's Pshan in this Ramah. Pshan in this Ramah is Ksubas Nunavadal. It's Ksubas Mevtes some days. Half of a fellow Mamish. I'll tell you something very interesting on this Indian. On Hoim Vaishna Bevesai Vitzit Kasai Medeslot. And that is the Trubas Chasam Soifer. This is an important Tshuvas Chasam Soifer. It's in Yerideya. It's Tshuva Resh Mem Dalet. So the question that was asked to the Chasam Soifer was, there was a Yid that he passed away, and before he died, he took his Svarim, and he told this person that he trusted, I want you to take my Svarim, and I want you to donate it to a certain Beis HaKnesses, Beis Medrash, and I want this to be a Schus for my Nesham. Apparently this person had an impressive collection of Svarim, and he donated it to a certain Beis HaKnesses. This is what he wants them to do. So this Yid got this for him. And Lamaisim, he went to the Chevra of this Beis HaKnesses, Beis Medrash, and they told him it's not a good idea to donate this Oitzer. The reason is because there's Ganovim, and it could be it's going to get stolen and lost. And, you know, we need to protect it. We need better security. You know, expensive Oitzer can be quite the Yerusha. And as a result, this Ish Mehemin was advised against it. In the meantime, the Sfarim was sitting and sitting, and this Kehila was doing a campaign. They were raising money to build a mikvah, something that they needed very, very badly. So they go to the Rav, and they told the Rav that, you know, we have these Sfarim, they're worth a lot of money. The person that left over these Sfarim wanted people to, in the meantime, no one's learning from these Sfarim. They were supposed to go to a certain Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash. You know what? Why don't we just sell this farm, take the money, macha mikveh, and like this year it's neshama. We'll have a schos. We built the mikveh. Le'ilu nishmasa. It's a very, very chash of a thing. So the Rav wasn't sure what to do. So he sent the shayla to the Maran Chasam Soifer, the Gadol Hadar. So he sends the Chasam Soifer. He says, what should I do? And the Chasam Soifer writes a whole shuvah. He says, let me explain to these halachas about there's a mitzvah camp, the Vriya Mace component, there's taking Moed Stocker that was dedicated for one thing, for something else. A lot of moving parts here. So the Chasam Soifer writes the shuvah. And then I'm skipping towards the end. He says as follows: Umeyata benidin shalifonenu ein lecha mitzvah rabba. There's no bigger mitzvah milahamsi svarim loim detay than to make svarim available to loim detayra. Va'oisnit stocka b'chol eis ze hakoyse v'koynes svarim u'mashirin lacherim ein ksubas nuna maralef. You hear that, Knech? Not only someone that writes Svarim, but hakoyse v'koynes svarim u'mashirin lacherim v'tzidkasoyoy medes lad. And as far as I'm told, no one has in that kilo the svarim that this person left over. Meaning, if he makes his svarim available, it's going to be a game changer, disruptive in the whole svarim world, in that kilo where this person is. So says, let's say this person would have left over money. And he would have said, I want you to take the money, and I want you to put together, compile the most impressive oitzah that the world has ever seen. It would be also l'shanois. Afal pidaloi shayach nikra shmoy olav. Even though it's not so much a legacy, because they weren't his svarim, it was just his money that was used to buy the svarim. Kol shken shehifris svarim shenikra shmoy olav. It sounds like there was some legacy component to this collection, right? This comes from the Pliny collection. By these svarim being available and in circulation, his name is really going to have a zecher. It's an interesting thing that there's an idea for a person to have a zecher, not just that your neshama is being geirim someone to do a mitzvah. There's an inyan of lo yimachi shmoi. There's such a concept lo nishtak shmoi, and people are going to know it's Pliny svarim. The yikarish shmoi be yisrael Pliny svarim. That's a zach in it for itself. I think the Chassam Sofer is saying that. But either way, he says eich efsher b'shum oifin ba'ila. So he says, explain to me, how is it possible in the world l'shnuyei l'mikfamayim? To swap it out for a mikvah, for a body of water. This is what Chassam Sofer says. And agam ki tzarchei tzibur mitzvah, ki heichi deloi litchi kupas oir, avu mikol mokoim, eino yelo mitzvah zuta legabi talmud Torah, ve eini moitzi shum mokim lahatis. No way in the world. Says you're going to take money, a svarim, that's this person's legacy, that you're being mamsi Torah, and you're going to swap it out for a mikvah mayim? Says, no way in the world. Eini moitzi shum mokim lahater. And then he goes on to say, he says, I don't even understand the whole taina. What's the taina? Taina is ganov. There's no ganovim. Nazach nishtop. Put it there. It's fine. He says, yeah, every now and again a sefer gets lost. Welcome to the world of oitzah svarim. It happens. It's part of it. It's wear and tear. You build it into your projection when you make an oitzah svarim. You know that there's always that guy. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, he says, this is not something I would be terribly worried about. And he brings a raya from another halach. And then at the end, he says as follows. He says, V'yodati b'nei Yisrael kedoshim. He says, I know that this kehila is a kehila of mechavevei Torah, the yireim shleimim, and I have confidence that lo yachlifu be'er mayim chayim be'bor mikvah mayim. He says, no way they're going to do this. Listen to these lashonis. They'll never be machlif for be'er mayim chayim for a bor of mikvah mayim. Hashem yazor lehem v'revach v'atzolo yamud mimokim acher. He says, they'll find the money to raise it from somewhere else. Ugmiri tzibur lo miyani. Ach yis'ashu v'yisbarchu b'chol chelam u'ma'otam. Yiyah kizayis hoidam. Either way, this is how the Chassam Sofer signed off. He says, no way in the world could you do this. He says, this is leftover legacy. You have to be mekayim his legacy. They're going to learn his svarim. And this is absolutely what's supposed to be. But al kapanim, that's this inyan. If someone writes svarim u'mashilam, this is like the biggest mitzvah in the world. It's a choshev v'zach. Mamish she'en kamayu ma'am. So here's the horror. We're going to end with this. We have a lot of rate to leave on the table for tomorrow. But here's the horror. The horror is the Ramah said that if somebody has a sefer, and you see his sefer, you can't use it. Also to use it. You're not allowed to use it. His talus, you can use. His tefillin, you can use. But his sefer, you're not allowed to use. Why not? Shema Yikra. Ay nichale le'inish. It's a hefsim rub. This is something that's not okay. So my aura was, I think it's a shtark aura, based on another truth of Chassam Sofer. It's short. And we're going to end with this. And that is, there's a halach, the Rambam Paskas, and then the Pilchas Nachlas, that let's say there's someone that's a shoita. A shoita. So Bezin can go to the shoita's money and force the shoita to give stock. Says the Kesef Mishnah, why? Snok the Kesef Mishnah, the Efshel Loimah, Shatam Rabbeinu, Mishum Dismistama, Kol Adam Nichale Lemevit Stoka Mimamayna. Every person wants that you should give stock from his mom. So the shoyt in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Eirechayim Simen Beis, this is the second Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. And incidentally, the shoyt was Rabbi Yeshua Aaron Tzvi Weinberger, who's known as the Mariatz, one of the famous Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. His farm were recently reprinted in a very, very nice way. But the point is, this shoyt, who was a bacher at the time, he addresses him as Chvoid HaBacher. But I'll go upon him. So he tells, ask the Chassam Sofer. He asked the Chassam Sofer, the Kesef Mishnah says, Nichalei le'inish, the ta'avid stoka b'mamayne. Everybody knows, we don't say Nichalei le'inish, la'avid mitzvah b'mamayne. Now, if it's a small Indian beseder, but to give stoka, me, it sounds like, right, this is a decent dollar amount. So if that's the case, what's going on over here? So the Chassam Sofer wrote back to him a dover nifla. The Chassam Sofer says that if you medayik l'shoyne azov shal Kesef Mishnah. You know what the Kesef Mishnah said? Kesef Mishnah didn't say Nichalei le'inish, the ta'avid mitzvah b'mamayne. He said, Nichalei le'inish, that the avid stalker b'mamayne. He said stalker is different. And he said the reason stalker is different is because we know stalker is tatzo mimaves. I'll read it to you inside. V'nirli, I guess the Mishnah dictate. V'loi kosnav nichalei del avid mitzvah, elo listen avid stalker dafka. Mishnah d'sharei mitzvahs. It says a yid does a mitzvah. Listen to this. Yesh tzadikim shemagi alem kemaiser rishon boil mazeh. A yid could do a mitzvah. He doesn't know if he's going to get rewarded for it in this world. There's a concept of a tzadik virali. How do you know if you do a mitzvah you're going to be rewarded? Mashen kein stoka tatzel mimavis atzma. Viksev b'chanuni na bezois. Umbutel enaso is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says if that's the case, when a yid gives tzedaka, ki ilu konu loy saim chayim lirafo isoy. It's as if he just bought medication. He says, could be roi nichalei le'inish that the avid mitzvah b'mamayne. Or be nichalei le'inish that the avid stock of b'mamayne. Stock is different. Because stock is a sam chayim l'rapoisei. And when it comes to tzedakah, it's a whole different world. So this was the Torah. Torah is that the Rama paskins that if you have a sefer in shul and you want it, you can't go ahead and take somebody else's sefer. Why not? Because it's aser. You can't be shoyl shalei midas. I nichalei le'inish. The Torah says that's only true when you're dealing with a davar gadol, but with a davar katan, but if it's a davar gadol, that's already not going to be okay. Abu Lafi, all the raid that we just spoke out, Pifrat the Goyin, who's coming from a Ramah in Chayshamish, but some in Reif Sadek Beis, that's his bezin, has a right to force someone to lend his svarim. And said the Goyin, I am Ksubas Nunamad Aleph and Ksubas Memtesam Abbas. Nunamad Aleph, Hoim Boyish Abbas, if it's because I'm at the slot, you see that some of the right svarim and he's mashal, the halacha is, he's doing stock. And like the Chassam Sofer said in Reish Mandal Yeredeh, you don't have to write it. You can buy it also. Akoisev Akoina. It's something that is considered stalker. And in Memtesam Abbas and Ksubas, Rabba Force, Nasim Barami, to give 400 Zuzun with stalker. So we're dealing with stock over here. If you're dealing with stalker, the Chassam Sofer Lishitasoi in Erechaim, Simon Bey said that the Kesem Mishnah said Mefurish, and the Vilchas Nachas, that even though Loi Nichalei Linish the Ta'avin Mitzvah in Mamoinah, but Nichalei Linish the Ta'avin Stalker in Mamoinah, because stock is different. Because stock is Tatzel Mimavis. And we're dealing over here with a mitzvah, that's why. We're dealing with a mitzvah rabba. You're dealing with the mitzvah of stock, which the Chassam Sofer said is the biggest mitzvah shayim. A bare mayim chayim, you refer to it as. In contrast to the bar mikvah mayim. But the bottom line is, that's the art. You can't use somebody else's sefer. Why can't you use somebody else's sefer? Who doesn't want the schus of being a koisnev or a koine sefer? Umashiloi lacheret. And if the halach is that you could take tzedakah from someone that's poshut, not a bardas, based on the fact of nichalei le'inish the ta'avit tzedakah b'mamoyne, and says the halakha Chassam Sofer, that's not shayach to above a mitzvah chavtas l'mebeis, where the Gemara says, lo nichalei le'inish the ta'avit mitzvah b'mamoyne. Because mitzvah l'chod, you could do a mitzvah, you could be a tzaddik for rally, but tzedakah is always tatzel mimavis. That's a samchayim l'rapoisai. So why then would have, and the Rambam's so paskin that the way the Goyin said in Reish tzaddik beis. So why over here in Erechaim, Sim Yudal is a different, Tein L'chachem Yech Gemoyt, Beis Hashem, will do a part 2 on all this tomorrow.